こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、先週Sorry しょっぱなから先週ミズーリ州立大学のアリシア・ウォーカー教授が男性器の大きさと自尊心の関連性について調査を行うため、男性器の写真とアンケートへの回答を一般募集していましたが、報道後に回答が殺到し、その多くがふざけたものであったため調査の打ち切りを余儀なくされていたことが分かりました。複数のメディアが男性器が小さい男性は自尊心がないとウォーカー教授があたかも決めつけているかのような誤った報じ方をしたためとみられ、複数の男性が調査を邪魔する目的でアニメ画像など関係のない写真を提出したと認めたほか、女性であるウォーカー教授が今回の調査を行うことに対する誹謗中傷のメールや電話が来たとのことです。
Last week, Professor Alicia Walker of Missouri University requested photographs of men's penises from the public in order to investigate the relationship between self-esteem and penis size. However, she has now stated that because so many of the penis photo submissions were jokes, she is ending the study. Some media had incorrectly reported that the study sought to confirm that men with small penises have lower self-esteem. Some men have submitted irrelevant anime images seemingly in order to obstruct the research. Professor Walker, who is female, says she has received hateful messages and phone calls in response to the study.
そう、なんか募集を締め切ってたからもうちゃんと集まったのかと思いきや、そういうことじゃなかったらしくてすごい残念っていう話、先週の続報だけど、あの、そう、結構、まあ、これはちゃんとした調査だから別にその事前のアサンプションとかがあるわけじゃなく、本当にこうフラットに、あの、自尊心だけじゃなくてそれがこうもたらす影響とか交際関係とかいろいろ調べたいって言ってたんだけど、こうメディアが面白おかしくこう報じたところが多くてあの怒っちゃった人が結構いたみたい。
Well, I think, well, the research would have produced sort of a result that would seem kind of binary. You know, is there a correlation between a smaller penis size and lower self-esteem or not? Right? And there isn't a, I mean, there isn't a huge range of possibilities in terms of howthat aspect of the study would be concluded. And I think some, I mean, it seems like a lot of guys were joking. I mean, it's, if someone is saying send pictures of your penis, a lot of guys are going to send random memes and SpongeBob and all the weird things、yeah. that ended up being sent.
まあなんか残念なのはこれは社会学の調査だから qualitativequantitative より qualitative research だと思うんだよね。だからこうアンケートがすごい重要で、まあそのサイズが小さいから自尊心が少ないイコールみたいな、あのすごくシンプルな結果っていうよりかはもうちょっと個人個人の経験を深掘りして、あの、まあ、例えば先週言ったみたいに大きいからってみんながハッピーなわけじゃないとか、ちっちゃいけど別に困ってませんっていう人も当然いっぱいいるだろうしとか、そういうなんか、
But how would you design that sort of study if you're accepting, you know, large numbers of measurement numbers and
それに付随してアンケート送ってもらってるわけだからさ、で、あの実際にネットで募集した分だけじゃなくて、彼女がインタビューで、まあ、対面で話す場合もあったみたいで、その彼女がすごく残念って言ってたのは、まあ、話していく中で、あの、まあ、男性って女性と違って生理が来るわけじゃないから、あんまりこう病院に行くことがないじゃない、その性器の問題について。だからなんか問題があっても、 なんとなくこう恥ずかしかったり怖かったりして病院に行ってない人って結構いるんだよね。
A lot of guys go to the hospital because they hurt their balls or hurt their penis. It's pretty common.
Well, 痛かったら行くかもしれないけど、なんかこうちょっとおかしいなって思ってることとかあっても、まあ行かないじゃん。不妊もそうだけど、ただこのインタビューを通して、まあ、あの一人あじゃあ病院行ってみようかなって言って行った人もいたらしいんだよね。だからそういうチャンスもなくなっちゃったっていうことで、まあすごい残念がってたし、やっぱりその女のくせにこの調査するのかっていうのを言った人がいたから、まあそれも、まあ、性別関係ないじゃんっていうことで。
Well, a lot of people said a lot of dumb stuff about this study, but where do you think the responsibility lies here? Like, why did this fail?
まあ、だからメディア、やっぱりこうテーマが面白いからすごい話題になっちゃったじゃん、
うん、
あのうちの番組でも取り上げたし、でその時にやっぱりヘッドラインとかではすごいこう、うん、女の教授がチンコの写真を募集してるみたいな感じで、
but this is speculation, right? We don't really know that. Like, we don't know if people were upset by the premise or upset by the media orWe don't,
でもなんかその
people were also, I mean, not everyone was upset for the same reasons. And I think a lot of people were just joking. She posted it on Reddit, which is a troll culture. And
right.
I feel like a lot of this is like, the headline could almost be like, a scientist confused by internet. You know, like she...poorly designed the study and did not understand how can you blame the participants of your study?
Well, your data collection,
your, they are. Your data collection is flawed, right?
まあだからどこで募集するかっていうのを間違えたのはあるかもしれないけど、ただそのやっぱ誹謗中傷とかはひどいじゃん。普通に。それは必要ないじゃん。
Yeah.
でもう一個面白いのがあったのは、
the study itself, though, I think it's kind of, I mean, there are a lot of people. She can close the study, but if there are a lot of people that had sincere desires to see this study happen and to actually benefit from the results, gaining some insight or whatever, all of those people who took the time to photograph their penis and trust.This person who said they were going to do this research and trusted them with, I mean, just about the most personal information you could submit for scientific research. And a lot of those people were sincere and did this. And she did not responsibly design the study to honor their participation.
Well, I wouldn't.まあその彼女だけを責めるのはおかしいと思うけどね。そう、送った人が悪いじゃん。
I'm not.
で今週もう一個面白いのがあって、スイスのこれは研究で、こっちは女性器の調査なんだけど、15歳から84歳の650人の女性器を実際に、これは写真とかじゃなくて、あの測る、あの外陰唇の長さとか内陰唇の長さとかを全部こう計測して、その結果一人一人大幅に個人差がありましたっていう結果が出てて、あのこれはこれですごい面白いなと思ったんだよね。あの結局男性器と違って女性器の方がタブー視されることが多いじゃん、メディアとかでも、だから詳細に描かれるっていうことがないから、みんなやっぱり AV とかかなり限られた場面で、それもすごい選ばれし形しか目にすることがない、だからあのまあ、男性女性関係なくこうあんまり現実に即してない理想の女性器の形みたいなものがそれぞれ頭の中に描かれちゃっていて、
From AV?
そうそう、でそれが自分のと全然違う見た目だと、あれ私おかしいのかなって思っちゃうじゃない、自然に。ただ、まあ、この研究した結果、本当に一人一人あまりにも差があるから、その普通の女性器ってものはない、
ない、
まあ、うん、ないから、それ悩む必要ないですよみたいな話だった。
How much, what's the nature of this variation? Like, is it, if there's no 普通, like, What do we know?
だからその年齢とともにやっぱりホルモンの上限があるからそれによって長さが変わったりとか色も変わったりとかあるんだよね、うん、だから一人でだとしてもその人生の中で女性器の見た目が変わっていく、
うん、
だから一人でもそんなに変化があるわけだから単純にそのみんなの中で比べた時に全然バラバラになるっていうのは当然のことで、うん、
Is that during puberty or long?
More like menopause とか、
うん、
あのまあ、妊娠出産とかもあるし、
うん、
だから、まあ、あのこの研究の人たちが言ってたのはやっぱり胸と一緒でその女性器の整形をする人が増えてると、だからその、yeah. ちょっと私のは長すぎるとか、だから切りたいみたいな、
うん、
でも そもそも長すぎるとか短すぎるとかそれを何と比べてんのかっていう話じゃない、
うん、
それが大体、まあ、整形済みのAV 女優さんのやつを見てこれが普通って思っちゃって悩んじゃうとか、
mm. You know, one of the if you're with one partner and in a stable relationship and you guys like each other's bodies, then it's like that whole thing just dissipates. It's nothing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? And that's the real scenario for most people.You know, these、
mm.
standards and all this stuff, you know, maybe if you work in the porn industry, you know, then I don't know. I mean, if that's what you want to do, then sure. But if you're just with, you know, one partner and,
yeah,
or even if you're not with a specific person, you can find someone who is attracted to you and,、
so.
and that you're physically compatible with sexually.、Mm. Not everyone is...as compatible sexually、
yeah.
but you know that's so much more important than the aesthetics of you know the public、ね、vaginal archetype in AV
でしかもこれチームが言ってたのがまあより懸念が大きいのがなんでかというとその整形する年齢がすごい低いあのめちゃくちゃ若い子たちがより気にしちゃってるっていう、うんでよく考えると本当に大人になっていろんな人とセックスするようになって、まあ、私の個人的な経験だけど、
うん、
そこまでみんな何も気にしないじゃん好きな相手だったらてか好きじゃなくても
well, you've
そんなに細かいとこ
been the same, You're the same person in all your experiences, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
like the limitation of that kind of statement is like really you know、if you are notYou know, if you're not typical in your beauty, then it may take you longer or more partners or more looking to find that compatibility. And, well, and that's going to be an issue that you will have until you find someone that's compatible with you.
Well, 相手の問題というよりもなんか一般的にメディアとかが押し付けてくるほど男女ともにお互いのその細かいところを気にしてないじゃん。だから、
うん、
自分がすごい10代の時とかやっぱ雑誌でちょっとでもムダ毛があったらもう足とかにちょっとでもムダ毛があったらもう男性は引きますとかなんていうの、うん、すごい洗脳してくるじゃん。だから男の人がいかにもなんかめちゃくちゃ厳しく自分は毛剃らないくせにめっちゃ厳しく見てくるかのようなでも実際さなんていうのそんなに厳しい人なかなかいないっていうかさ
Well, there, I think there are a lot of people who are very shallow in that regard.
なんか足の毛入ってないでほしいなっていうのは、まあ、一般的にシェアされた価値観かもしれないけどその付き合ってたりする中でさ、right. 例えばなんかちょっと一回剃り忘れたぐらいでもうなんか別れるみたいなそういうさ人いないし、
well,
いたとしたらそいつがおかしいじゃん
yeah,
でも
not...
それをメディアは教えてくれないっていうかさその10代向けの雑誌とかだとしても、mm. なんかこういろいろ言ってくるじゃん
But it doesn't have to be that extreme because when people think about and look at themselves and they do so in a critical mindset they become perfectionists and then you can you know, go beyond perfectionist. You know, now you're just imagining all these,
yeah, yeah.
these things.
そうだから正規をの一部を切るとかさ、そこまでするほど悩んじゃうっていうのはやっぱりこう正しい形っていうものがあるっていうイリュージョンがあるからであって、まあ実際はそんなものないわけじゃない。だから。でもこの650人分の助成器を計測するっていうのはすごいなと思った。面白いよね。
Yeah, I think... Yeah, that's a better way to collect data, especially if you want it to be more, you know, qualitative, as you said.
そうそう。
And if you actually speak to people, then... That can be a lot
そうなのだからこ
の
ミズーリのやつとスイスの研究の違いはまさにその何学の研究かっていうことだと思うんだよね。このアリシア・ウォーカー教授のやつは社会学だから別にその、mm-hmm. なんていうの実際のヒューマンアナトミーというかさこのスイスのやつみたいに
Still...
あの本当にあの婦人科の先生なり内科の先生なんか知らないけどがこう計測してとかっていうことじゃなかったから、あの、被験者に自分で測ってもらわなきゃいけないっていうのがあって、で、まあ、そこから次のレイヤーで、じゃあネットで募集する。で、その先、じゃあネットで、Reddit で募集してみようとか。まあ、なんかいろいろちょっと、
Why?
まあ、やり方が全然違ったから。
Why can't they just discard, you know, all the anime pictures and the SpongeBobs and...
多分アンケートも一緒になってるからこうそういうふざけたのが一定のパーセンテージ来ちゃうとふざけてるやつとふざけてないやつを選別しなくちゃいけないわけじゃない。でこうアンケートの中にも
This isn't a new problem though. You know, it's I don't know.
いやでも
I think this is pretty disappointing.
なんか私社会学専攻だったからまさに qualitative research method っていうクラスとか取って
But penis size is not qualitative.
だからサイズに付随してくるそのアンケート結果がすごく重要なわけよ。別にサイズの統計を取ろうとしてるわけじゃないからさ。だからサイズの統計を取ろうとしてるだけだったら別にいいけど。
But there was all this fuss about the measurements and, you know, the strict method, the bone press and all this stuff. You know, I'm just not surprised at all by the reaction of someone going on Reddit or, you know, 4chan or any of these and being like, hey, send your dick pics for research. You have to be prepared. I mean, this is just a certain level of naivete about how the internet works, especially men on the internet, who have an opportunity to send dick pics. It's just reality.On some level.
まあでも残念だよね。この結果が出ればさ、面白い何か findings があったかもしれないのに、
yeah.
なんかそのふざけた気持ちで。
What percentage of the submissions were ふざけてる? Like that's data. Like let's get something out of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like not just this negative thing, but there's still data there. Get,
まあね。
There's some insight. Don't just throw all these people's hard-earned dick
well,
pics.
Well, it's already destroyed, so.
Did they officially destroy?
Yeah, yeah.
Suppose they. How do we know?
Well, they announced it.
Is anything really destroyed anymore these days?
They can't just keep it. Yeah. 次、ペンシルベニア州立大学の研究で朝起きた時に今日はストレスの多い日になるなと感じるだけで実際にストレスが多かったどうかに関係なくその日一日の作業記憶が低下していることが分かりました。作業記憶が低下すると集中力が落ちたりミスを犯しやすくなったりします。研究ではスマホアプリを使って240人の被験者を2週間モニターしました。毎朝その日がストレスのある一日になりそうかどうか記録させ、その後5回にわたり日中のストレスレベルを記録してもらい、さらに毎晩次の日のストレスレベルを予想してもらいました。また一日に5回作業記憶のテストを行いました。朝の自分の期待値によって実際にストレスになることが起きなくてもストレスによる影響を受けてしまうことが分かり、チームは今後ウェアラブルのセンサーを使いさらに詳細なデータを集める予定です。
A study by Pennsylvania University has found that waking up and thinking that the day is going to be stressful regardless of whether it actually is, can be detrimental to your working memory function. When working memory is impaired, it can affect your ability to focus and increase the likelihood of mistakes. In the experiment, 240 people were monitored via a mobile application. Each morning, users recorded how stressful they thought the day would be, and then recorded their stress levels and performed a working memory test 5 times during the day. At the end of each day, users were asked to predict their stress levels for the next day. The researchers found that expecting a stressful day in the morning could cause them to be stressed out by events that would not otherwise be stressful. The team plans to expand on this research by gathering detailed information from wearable sensors.
そう、これ朝っていうのが肝らしくて、前の日に、ああ、明日ストレス多い日になりそうって思ったとしても、次の日の朝にそうでもなかった場合は大丈夫なんだって。
Hmm.
一回寝ちゃえばだから大丈夫。
Is there a correlation between the two? Like if you think tomorrow is going to be stressful, do people tend to wake up and think that it's stressful? Or...
そのパターンは分かんないけど、でも、まあ、作業記憶って英語でワーキングメモリーって言って何回か番組でもよく出てくるけど、要はあれだよね、ちょっと一時的に保存しておく記憶、うん、だから何にでも使ってるけど、例えばこの会話しててもマイケルが何言ったかを聞きながら一時的に脳に保存してる、
うん、
だからそういうことなんだけど、でも確かになんか今日何あったんだっけ、だから今日何やらなきゃいけないんだっけって朝思った時に、ああ、あれやんなきゃいけないんだって思うと、それだけでストレスっていうことはあるよね。
Is that how it happens? I feel like I feel stressed out before I've even
wake up?
Started. Yeah, like I was stressed out before I woke up.
What?
You know, I was being harassed by some succubus or something in my sleep.
ああ、そういうこと?
It's a, like sometimes you wake up and you pop out of bed.Like, boom, you're walking around. It's like, whoa, I'm like really crisp today.
Hmm.
Sometimes I wake up and then I look at my phone and then 30 minutes evaporates.
Mm.
And then I wake up again. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And you kind of, you know, snail yourself, sloth out of bed.
Hmm.
It's like, I just cannot get, like, you don't, I'm not even...Ready to think about what I need to do.
It, so
I almost I feel more motivated when I know what I need to do. I feel less energized when I don't know exactly what I need to do.
Okay, like to-do list みたいにはっきりしてない時ってこと?
Yeah, there's something demotivating about that. No.I don't know if that's relevant to I mean, in, as an expression, people say that, you know, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I just, like, that's the only plausible explanation. And, it, you know, we don't have a, I don't know if we have a better theory.
Right.
Than, you know, the wrongs. It's not literally like you wake up on the left side. Then it does,
yeah.
But it's like,You know.
私はやっぱ起きて、あ、これやんなきゃいけない、あれもやんなきゃいけない、あそこ行かなきゃいけないとか思うとストレスだから、忘れちゃったんだけど、どっかの国の文化で、アフリカかどっか、あの言語の問題なんだけど、これをやらなくちゃいけないっていう言い方をしないっていうところがあるのね、どこの国か忘れたんだけど、なんかその I...例えば、I have to go see my friend とか、I have to do this today っていうのを、I get to っていう言い方をするんだって。だから、あ、仕事、日本語でなんて言えばいいんだろうね。だから、友達に会いに行かなきゃじゃなくて、友達に会いに行けるとか、仕事しなきゃじゃなくて、仕事できる、今日は、みたいな言い方をすることによって、みんながハッピーを保つというか、まあ、ハッピーを保つためにそういう言い方してるっていうよりはそういう言語らしいんだよね。
Does that just keep working? I don't know if that would keep working. Wouldn't you get used to it after a while?
わかんない。だからたまに私は意識的に自分の心の中で、あの、あ、これやらなきゃじゃなくて、あ、今日はこれをやれるとか、やるとか、もうちょっとニュートラルに、 言うようにしてる。
Well, I mean, I think it's good to think of the world in terms of your opportunities.
そうそうそう。
And when you're doing something, you should realize that you're just capitalizing on an opportunity. But people, you can just look at it from the other side and you almost feel like a prisoner or something.
Yeah.
Like, I have to do this. It's like, I mean, you can take that whole stance with your entire existence on Earth, you know, like, oh, it's such a privilege to be alive. Or it's like, oh,
yeah, yeah.
I'm forced to, like, do this and
yeah, yeah.
go through all this bullshit with society. But
そう、だから仕事行かなきゃとか仕事やらなきゃって思った時に、でも逆に仕事が全くなかったらそれはそれでやばいと思ってストレスなわけじゃん。っていうことをちょっと思い出してみるとかを自分ではやってる。
What about that guy in the... Who's that guy? What was his name? Can't remember his name.
誰?
But the guy that was on that island for like 20, 28, 29 years or something. It's like this guy that lived okay. on an island. He went there in 1989, I think.
Okay.
And...
何、無人島生活みたいなこと?
Yeah, and he'd been living there since 1989, but then he got sick and he had to like come back to society for the first time in,
oh, wow.
in like almost 30 years.
Wow.
But he was just, he's... Yeah, he's naked. I don't know. He doesn't... It's weird. It's weird to hear someone like that. And he just talks fairly normal. He seems like a normal guy. But he hasn't worn underwear in like decades. And he's living on this like... This tiny island in the middle of nowhere. And I don't know. It's like super thin and just collects nuts. And,
この間私もそういう人のやつ見た。アメリカ人で。コロラドじゃなくて どこだっけな、どっかの森に住んでて、
there's a bunch in America.
そう、なんか
it's like almost normal.
普通になんていうの、木の下のなんていうの、穴みたいな、穴蔵みたいなところで暮らしてて、すごいでもハッピーだった。でたまに街に行って、
is he one of these no techguys or is he
yeah 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 he looks like a like a Lord of the Rings の人みたいな。
Does he have like a lighter or like
he はどうしてたかな。でもたまに街に行って、たまにハンバーガーとか食べたくなるみたいな。
なんだ。
でもなんかそれはそれで別にこう 100% さ、ソサイティから切ってなくてもいいじゃん。たまに来るぐらい別にいいじゃん。
Now this guy that went to theThat island.
まあ、アイランドだったら、like, ちょっと行こうってのはできないからね。ちょっと下界に降りようみたいな。
Yeah. No, you just self.
You have to be super
just
committed.
Just sustaining himself.
Yeah. 次、医者がタトゥーやピアスをしていると患者からの信頼度が下がるという懸念から、多くの病院が見える場所へのタトゥーやピアスを禁止しています。その根拠を探るため、BMJ 誌に掲載された調査で、5名の救急医に9ヶ月間、偽のタトゥーやピアスをつけてもらい、期間内に担当した1000人の患者の反応を調べました。患者には本来の調査の目的は告げずに、今後の医療ケアの改善のためと称して、担当した医師の能力、技術、態度、信頼性、話しやすさなどを評価させました。すると、タトゥーやピアスの有無だけでなく、年齢、性別、人種にも関係なく 75% 以上の確率で全ての項目が高評価を得ていました。チームは今回の調査対象は救急医に限られてはいるが、医師のタトゥーやピアスが患者からの評価に悪影響を与えるという懸念には根拠がないと結論付けています。
Many hospitals prohibit physicians from displaying tattoos and piercings as it could compromise the confidence that patients have in their doctors.In a study published by BMJ, 5 emergency physicians were asked to wear fake tattoos and piercings for 9 months as the researchers surveyed 1,000 patients who had visited during that time. Without revealing the purpose of the study, the survey prompted patients to evaluate the doctors in terms of their competence, professionalism, caring attitude, approachability, trustworthiness, and reliability. The researchers found that the doctors were rated highly in all categories more than 75% of the time, regardless of whether they had tattoos, and regardless of their age, gender, or ethnicity. The team states that while the study was limited to emergency care, physicians' tattoos and facial piercings were not factors in patients' evaluations of physician competence, professionalism, or approachability.
So, まあこれアメリカの結果だから、アメリカはだいたいなんだっけ、5人に1人とかタトゥー入ってる。少なくとも1個はタトゥー入ってるとかだった気がするから、まあ日本とは違う。
Do you know what the prevalence is here?
No. もっと全然日本はもっと全然低いと思うけど、ただあのまあこれ面白いよね。その別にタトゥーががっつり入ってようが、ピアスめっちゃ鼻に開いてようが、技術には正直関係ないはずだから、それをちゃんと患者も分かってくれてるっていう。で、それがまあやっぱりピアスがタトゥーだけじゃなくて、こうまあ変な話髪の色とかさ、あの。まあ、肌の色もそうだし、年齢なんか若っぽく見えるから信じられないとかさ、あのうちのおじいちゃんおばあちゃんとかまさにそういう変な偏見があるんだけど、あのあんまりね関係ないから、それだけで偏見を持っちゃうと、本当はすごい能力がある先生なのに、その機会を患者自身が逃しちゃうっていうこともあるからね。
Well, I think this, so this studySo the tattoos and the piercings were fake, right?
Yeah.
So this was a study on not tattoos and piercings or people with tattoos and piercings, but rather it was a study on people's perceptions towards people with tattoos and piercings. And it's after having had an interaction.
そうだから結局あの今回患者に本来の意図を伝えてないから、その患者さんがもともと偏見があるかないかっていうのは聞いてないか分かんないのね。だから例えば本当は嫌だったかもしれないので、だけどお医者さんと話してケアしてもらってるうちに、その能力がその偏見を上回って単純に OK になったって可能性もある。
But that would have happened in the context of a doctor who didn't actually have tattoos or piercings. Do you know what I'm saying? That the premise is that people with tattoos and piercings are different than people who don't have tattoos and piercings. And that premise is not really addressed in just due to the way this study is structured.
あ、そのまあ、単純にパーセプションの話だからね、これは。実際そのタトゥーがある医者がタトゥーがない医者よりも能力が劣ってるか否かっていうのはまた別の話。
Yeah, we don't know if you ran the study back and you recruited at random people that had tattoos or piercings, doctors that had tattoos or piercings, we don't know if this would have had the same result.
そう、ただアメリカでその5人に1人だかなんだかがタトゥーが入ってるっていう現状の中で、今後 それも増えてってる若い世代ね、ってなった時に、あのタトゥーが入ってない医者だけに常に当たるっていう可能性の方が低いみたいな。だからあの、まあ、そういう偏見があると、まあ、あんまり誰の得にもならないよねっていう話だと思うんだけど、だから日本もこう、まあ、日本はよりもっとすごい厳しいけど、
Where was this?
これはアメリカ。
Did you expect there to be bias in these people towards the tattooed and face pierced physicians?
まあでもちょっとくらいはあるかなと思った、正直。アメリカでも。
I mean, the fact that there wasn't bias towards those physicians, despite them havingtattoos or piercings is it makes it seem like, I don't know, it's, what does that mean? Did they just not detect it, or there's no bias, or that I think what's most likely is that, you know, people's interactions can clear bias. It would have been interesting to see measurement of bias before and after interacting.
そうそうそう。それもあると思う。なんか特にこれ emergency care だから、なんて言うんだろうね。
Maybe you're not that picky.
そうそう。それもあるそう。だからその本当に救急で運び込まれて助けてもらって、その相手に対してさ。あ、こいつタトゥー入ってるとかさ、あんまり思わないっていうのはあると思う。
I think that's a legitimate, you know, point, because when you're in an emergency room, you, from my personal experience, you are just super grateful for everyone that's there. You're super appreciative. Just thank goodness that there are people here.
この研究チームもそれはちゃんと認識していて、その、いろんな科にわたってやったわけじゃないから、これはまあ、このエマージェンシーケアの先生に限った話ですけどっていうのはちゃんと言ってた。まあでも日本もこう、人が足りないって言ってさ、看護婦とか、看護師さんか、とか、海外から募集してたりとかもするから、そうすると、ね、フィリピンの人とかさ、まあ、タトゥー入ってる人も、が来たいって思うこともあるだろうし、それでいちいちこう、ああ、タトゥー入ってるとか言ってると、なんか、人手不足が解決されないとかはありそう。
I think, there are certain tattoos that, tattoos have meaning. It's weird to just say tattoos. You know, there are a lot of tattoos where I see them, and I don't think anything, you know, it's not the fact that they have tattoos.But there are a lot of tattoos where you see the tattoo and it's like, man, this guy is fucking weird. This guy's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, and look how huge this crazy tattoo is. Mm. And look how, you know, and that's not judging him for having a tattoo.
Right.
That's more
judging
my
him for
personal,
having a terrible tattoo.
The impression I get of who he is based on looking at the tattoo that he has.
Right,
because
right.
tattoos are extremely personal. And I think they are, in fact, revelatory about who you are.Otherwise, why do you have it?
Right.
Generally speaking, right? The piercing thing, I don't really understand what's going on.
What do you mean? In like, what sense?
When people have like really crazy extreme piercings, I don't understand why.
Yeah, but I mean, なんでやってんだろうっていうことと、その人の仕事の能力は関係ないからね、別に。
Well, do you know why?
No.だからめちゃくちゃさ、ピアスの穴を拡張してる人とかいるじゃん。Yeah. すごい痛そうに見えるし、自分は絶対やらないから、何のためと思うけど、別になんか、だからといって、そういう先生は嫌だとかっていうことにはなんないよね。
Would you never do it?
No.
Never? How do you know? Maybe you'll change your mind in 10 years. That almost seems like a judgment of people with piercings. Never. Ever.
Well, I'm over 30, so...
Is there an age?
I think age kind of...
No.
Yeah, I think age kind of matters when it comes to extreme piercings and stuff.
How do you feel about older people with extreme piercings? Bad judgment?
No, or, I mean, I would assume that they did it when they were younger.
I don't know. Like the... But you know the way, donut forehead guys, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
implants.
You have to be honest. You would make some judgment about donut forehead guy if you were looking, you know, if you had children and you were looking for a babysitter and, you know, you see the donut forehead guy. Like, there, people do make some judgments about these sorts of things.
Right. だから
donut forehead guys, not babysitting my kid.
あのね、donut forehead guys に関しては、例えばだから、自分にとってその人が何の係になるのかによると思うよ。だから、その例えばベビーシッター、今マイケルが言ったみたいに、
yeah.
ベビーシッターを探してて、応募してきた人が、ドーナツフォーヘッドのインプラントしてたとしたら、mm-hmm. なんかこの、自分の子供に影響を与える人なわけじゃない、
mm-hmm.
だから、なんかなんだろう。
So、you can judge.
No, like, その価値観があまりにも合わないってなるとさ、子供を怒ったりする時のさ基準が違うって思っちゃうじゃん。
You don't know any. This is the nicest guy ever. He just has the donut forehead thing. Nicest guy ever.
でも正直、最初にマイケル
が、Gandhi, but he's got the donut
最初にマイケルが言ったみたいに、インタラクションが結構大事だから、確かに、今すごいいい人って言ったじゃん。だから話してめちゃくちゃいい人だったら、あんまり気にならないのかもね。
It depends.
なんかまあいいやってなりそう。
Do you ask about the donut forehead, or do you just, you don't even ask about it, and then you let him babysit your kids?
If it's obvious that it's implant and not some, you know, innate,
how could it be innate? You know,
deformation or something.
What, like a different species?
Like he was born that way with some tumor or something, you know?
No.
If I know that it's not going to be rude, then I would probably
This is body modification.
Yeah, then I would want to know his story. I mean, it is interesting.
But you could, there are so many babysitters that don't have donuts in their forehead.
But I already met this guy, right? He's right in front of me already.
Apparently. Yeah, well, is that your
reasoning? So why not?
How did he get in front of you? You saw the pictures. Okay, so that's just an extreme example. But if someone has like a very aggressive nose ring, very aggressive nose ring.
What's an aggressive nose ring?
There's all kinds of aggressive nose rings.
Okay, whatever.
Does
that
it
is.
Matter the style of the nose ring's aggression? Like, it doesn't really matter, right?
I just can't really.
But there are certain judgments that people make about people if they get too out there with their piercings or their tattoos or anything. And people with tattoos and piercings should be aware of this reality, that people sense that you're different. And so the risk, the uncertainty associated with your personality is higher.
Yeah.
And that's just part of reality.
まあ、わかってるでしょ、みんな。わかっ。
Well, that's probably why the donut forehead guy did it.
そう、分かっててやってるから。ただまあ、こういうふうにこう、ルールとして病院が、あの、設定する際に、まあ、何かしらの根拠が本来はあるわけじゃない。
Mm-hmm.
で、こんだけピアスとかタトゥーがメジャーになってる中で、まあ、そのルールを保っておく必要があるのかとか。まあ、例えば若い時にめちゃくちゃタトゥーがっつり入れて、でもすごい頭良くてもう天才外科医みたいな感じで医者になった場合に、じゃあそういう人が機会を損失しちゃうことのメリットって社会的にあるのかとかさ。
I feel like there's some low level judgment that if you tattoo your face, you know, then you've just made a bad decision. Unless you're, you know, like Little Xan or one of these rappers. But people are just like, that wasn't smart. And so you're probably not smart, even though we're not 100% sure.
あの、顔はね、本当に別の話なんだよね。あの、タトゥー業界の中でも、あの、
It's normal now in the States. It's completely, there are tons of people tattooing their faces now.
But it's not normal.
It's like, not normal,
その、
but
タトゥー業界の中でも、顔に、客の顔にタトゥーする、その、タトゥーの彫り師の人っていうのは、すごい、あの、下に見られる。あの、から絶対に自分はやらないっていう人がすごい多いんだよね。なんか、どんだけ依頼されても、絶対に顔にやらないっていうポリシーがある人ってすごいいっぱいいて、なんかその中でも、なんかタトゥー業界の中でもそういうヒエラルキーがあるっていうかさ。
And why isn't that prejudice? Why can't someone, why can't, you know?
なんか顔に入れて後悔する人が多分すごい多いっていうか、ドキュメンタリーとかでもあるじゃん。あの、受刑者の人、犯罪を犯して捕まって、で、顔にまあめっちゃタトゥー入ってる人とか、ですごい後悔してるっていう。やっぱりなんか、自分は反社会的な存在って思って、もうどうにでもなれみたいな感じで、あの、顔にいっぱい入れちゃったんだけど、結局そうすると、仕事がなかなか得られないとか、まあみんなの偏見もすごいあって、
But I don't
みたいなこうストーリーがすごいやっぱり多い。
How can you draw such a distinct line between the prejudices against people for tattooing their face and the prejudices against people for tattooing their body, their hands?
偏見、あの、顔に入ってるから偏見を持っていいっていう意味じゃなくて、その、 顔っていうものとそのアイデンティティっていうものがすごく密接に結びついてるからこそ、そうやって後悔する人も結構多くて、だからこう、だから頼まれた時に無責任にこう入れる彫り師をすごい軽蔑するっていう他の彫り師が結構いるっていうのはなんとなく理解はできる。
But I feel like that just sounds like what people said about tattoos on your body. You know, that just sounds like what a devout Christian would say about tattooing your body, you know, 30 years ago. That your body is your temple and, you know, it's your, you identify with it and it's going to mess with your identity and all this crazy.
Yeah, だから本人が後悔してないんだったらいいんだけど、やっぱりなんかそういうドキュメンタリーとかそういう話がすごい多いから、あ、やっぱりなんかそういうこともあるんだってみんなが思うのはまあ普通かなと思うけどね。
If your physician had a face tattoo, or if your babysitter had a face tattoo, if a prospective babysitter had a face tattoo,
if they're happy about it, it's fine.
But would you have this person, would you, I mean, would you not have any consideration of the fact that they have a face tattoo when considering them as a candidate to babysit your children?
No.
No, you wouldn't think about, hey, no, this guy has a face tattoo?
Really. Face tattoos don't really bother me. Unless...
Most people with face tattoos are in gangs. That's just reality.
Yeah, I mean...
Right? Like, that's just... You're, okay, you're dumb like, if you don't question. Look into someone that has a face tattoo that's about to babysit your children when most people with face tattoos...
Well, in Japan, like, if you see someone with a face tattoo, you wouldn't think that this person
but
is
you
in a
see,
gang.
But this principle of just not thinking anything of it, on principle, you see how that doesn't make sense.
Well, it wasn't... The question wasn't like, oh, this person is in a gang and he has face tattoo. Do you want this person to be a babysitter?
I didn't say that they were in a gang. I just said that they had a face tattoo. And then I just let you know that most people who have face tattoos...
In the States, not in Japan.
I don't see that many people with face tattoos here. Well,
sometimes, yeah, but... I mean, it depends, right? Of course, if he's in a gang... Well, or if she's in a gang, I wouldn't hire this person to be my babysitter.
But how are you gonna confirm that they're in a gang?
Yeah, but the thing is, this person could be a pedophile. How would I know? You know, maybe this person doesn't have any tattoo, and he or she is a pedophile.
But the
would I know?
But the blind probability of someone with a face tattoo being in a gang is much, much, much higher.
Yeah, in
than
the States, maybe. Yeah, maybe if I lived in the States, I wouldn't hire someone with a face tattoo if I think he's in a gang. But
okay, so let's say you live in the States. That's not my point. My point isn't where you live or what the exact demographics are. It's that humans naturally make these judgments about
people
for their safety.
Yeah, and it's not just tattoos, right? I mean, how he talks, how she talks, what kind of language she's using. Yes. If she's swearing all the time, then maybe I wouldn't hire her as a, you know, babysitter.
But I guess the point is that we take in all of the information in reality.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that in this case, at the hospital, like, もうこのお医者さんはこの病院に雇われてるわけじゃん、
mm-hmm.
でその雇われてる時点で、まあ、いろんなスクリーニングはパスしてる状態なわけで、まあ、ちゃんとしたエデュケーションも受けて面接なりなんなり実務経験とかでここに雇われてるわけだから、
mm-hmm.
そういう状況の中ではやっぱり、まあ、別にちょっとタトゥー入ってがピアスしてようが
Yeah, that makes sense because you're trusting the hospital that they have, you know, a legitimate process for vetting.
Yeah, so people. Like, だからベビーシッターとかとなるとそれもじゃあベビーシッターのエージェンシー通してるのか直接なのかクレイグスリストで見つけたのかとかさ、それによって全然違うけど、
yes.
まあそういう前提条件何もない中でこれがあるだけでダメってなるかっていうと、まあそれはその場合に、yeah, so your examples are not good.
No, but. they're just different situations that aren't this hospital example, but it's the same human phenomenon that I'm referring to. It's just, you know, you have to test the idea in different contexts. You know, the context as a babysitter and at a hospital and
yeah, I'm just but I mean
talking like
ベビーシッターってなるとまたちょっと違うよね。だからクレイクスリストとかだったらもうまた全然違うじゃん。何も信じられないから
<Yeah.
S 1> あのなんていうの、もうすべての要素がジャッジする要素になりうるというかさ、
I think as a society、moves past these prejudices, we would see people、that have tattoos or facial piercings show up in the places where that trust can be most reliably、delegated somewhere else. So there's a process, there's vetting.And the hospital, so that situation would actually be more likely to accept rather
right,
than,
right.
than the more personal example I gave
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
And my point is that there's a difference between how we consider this in institutions and how we consider it in our personal spaces.
Right, right. そうね。まあ、あとその、だから本当に何の係を探してるのかによるよね。
うん。
そのただじゃあ分かんないけど家の掃除してもらう人なのか本当にベビーシッターで自分の子供の命を預けるみたいなことなのかっていうのもだけでも全然違うと思うし、
well,
自分の車の修理する人とかさ
the level of uncertainty is much much different、
yeah. Yeah. だから昔は本当に何でもちょっとしたことでジャッジできたからある意味楽だったと思うんだよね。うちのおばあちゃん、おじいちゃんの世代とかさ、もうタトゥー入ってりゃもうヤクザみたいな。とか、あの、髪の毛茶髪にしたり、まあ、女の子が男の人と手繋いでたらもう不良、一生嫁に行けないとかさ、なんていうの、もう簡単に、あの、捨てることができたし、
right.
まあ、この人はこういう人って決めつけて、もうそれで良かったわけだから、
But I think all of those things are literally less true now than they ever were.
そうなの、そうなの。
You know, so the association with tattoos to the Yakuza, for example, it's literally not. It's not just a perception change, but there has been a real shift.
そうそう。だから、おじいちゃん、おばあちゃんの時代はそれで当たってることも多かったわけじゃん、まさに。だから、タトゥー入ってるイコールヤクザで、多分本当に 95% ぐらいの確率で本当にそのジャッジは当たってる。でも今そういうわけじゃない。じゃあ茶髪だからってその子がやりまんかって言ったら別にそんなことは全くないわけで、だからもっとこう社会が複雑になってそんな簡単な表面的なことでその人の本質が見えるっていう本質なり職業なりが見えるっていうわけじゃないから。
And it's literally true that the kinds of people that are getting tattoos now are more and more just normal. There's nothing particularly.Distinctive about them that is related to them getting a tattoo.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas that may have been more the case, you know, the further back in time you go.
Yeah. とかその本当にそれこそうちのおじいちゃんおばあちゃん世代だと当たった先生がちょっとでも若いとああもうこんな若いお姉ちゃんの先生なんて信用できないかもっと偉い人にしてくれとか言っちゃったりするわけよ。ただあのこれもいつだっけ今年。の初めかなんかに出てた論文で内科医に関しては若い先生の方がいいというかあの知識がちゃんとアップデートされてる確率が高いっていうのもあったりして、
うん、
だからこうもちろん経験が長いっていうのも大事なんだけどかといってそのね若い先生が何も分かってないかとか若いよりはおじいちゃんの先生の方がいいかっていうとそういうことでもなかったりするわけじゃん。
We always have this tension between the people that are, it's the people that are up to date and the people that are wise,、
mm.
you know, and the people that are wise, they're not up to date, but, you know, but the people that aren't wise are up to date, you know, so depending on what it is, what kind of information you want, I think generally speaking, you know, there are a lot of insights that we can get.From older people、that have been lost or forgotten,、and you know, skills that have been kind of abandoned,、and you shouldn't ask old people for you know stuff you can Google.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like.
そうなんだよね。
But. the wisdom can be lost permanently, whereas this, you know, all this stuff, all of our information about what's going on right now is only relevant right now, where wisdom is relevant forever across time, or at least across much larger time scales. And so, you know, being someone so caught up in the present, it's easy to kind of ridicule old people for losing sight of the details of the present moment. But if you really think that you're going to live to like 80 years old and not figure something out, like, that's ridiculous, right? But how do we manage that as a society?
Yeah. 次.
Researchers have analyzed the branching angles of the valleys on the surface of Mars and confirmed that they were shaped by flowing water from heavy rainfall rather than by groundwater seepage from below. On Earth, valley network patterns created by re-emerging groundwater, such as river systems in Florida, have wider branching angles between two tributaries than the angles observed in places like Arizona or the Martian valleys. It is believed that this happened some 3.6 billion years ago, and that the oceans of Mars, which are believed to have covered a third of the planet, evaporated and rained down on the volcanic highlands, forming rivers. So far, there is geologic evidence on Mars of large outflow channels carved by floods, ancient river valley networks, deltas, and lake beds. The study was published in Science Advanced by researchers at the Institute for Terrestrial Ecosystems and the University of Chicago.
Science Advanced に掲載されたチューリヒ工科大学とシカゴ大学の研究で、火星の表面に広がる多くの谷の形を分析したところ、豪雨による水の流れでできた可能性が高いことが分かりました。地下水が漏れ出て谷を作ったという仮説もありましたが、その場合は火星で見られるものと比較して、フロリダの川のように支流の間の角度がもっと広くなります。36億年前、当時火星の3分の1を占めていた海から水が蒸発し、雨となって高地に降り注ぎ、川になったと考えられます。これまで火星には洪水でできたとみられる地形や、川と湖の痕跡、河口のデルタ地帯が確認されています。なんかデルタ地帯って、中学生か高校生ぐらいの時に地学の授業で習ったなと思って、すごい変な記憶の扉が開いた。
You haven't heard that word in a while.
聞かないよね、普通に生活してたら。まあなんかそういう仕事 してない限りは。
The Delta was like, yeah, I remember being really young and there was my classmates, and probably myself included, insisted that it had something to do with vaginas.
What? 何の話?
Because of the, like, the schoolboy universal symbol for the vagina is like a triangle.
あ、そうなの?
Yeah.
へー。
Like, triangle is like the, at least in my school, it was.
そんなユニバーサルみたいに言わないでわかんないし。
I don't know. I thought it was, but then I realized it could have just been my school. But,
Okay.
Yeah, the deltas are really amazing looking. I don't know if I can show you this. Maybe it's too difficult. But it looks like a delta. I mean, it doesn't look that different from a delta on Earth. You can see where mud and watery dirt and materials had, you know, flowed out into this... the ocean, but it was drying up, so you can kind of see how it flowed out and dried up out there. But there are a lot of geological formations on Mars that indicate water, the presence of water, and even right now there's still a polar ice cap on the North Pole, and they believe that if you melted all the water on all the ice water on Mars right now, that it wouldcover Mars in 31 meters high of water.
Whoa.
Yeah. So there's actually, they believe that there's actually a lot of water still on Mars.
でもさ、本当ますますさ、掘ったらだから何出てくるんだろうと思わない？その化石的な、like dinosaur fossils 的な。
Well, the best case scenario, you know, is like we discover that there was some, it's like the ancient aliens theory, but there was some civilization on Mars before, yeah. during its peak period as a, you know, an address somewhere you can live in the universe, and that we would discover artifacts that would enable us to yeah. go through their, you know, I mean, it would be a full on...If we ever found the remains of a civilization, which seems more likely than finding a living civilization.
Right, right.
But can you imagine, you know, going through their art and going through their history and their fashion and their literature and their hobbies and their language, their religions...
Yeah, I mean, even if there weren't any civilizations and it was just some, you know, animals, like dinosaur type stuff, that's still...
Much less interesting.
I mean, it's still super crazy and interesting. Like, and if they...
Infinitely less interesting,
I think it'll be interesting if it looks similar to what we have here...And it's also interesting if it's totally different, too. So either way.
It's a trillion times more interesting if it's a civilization. Because we are a species where the individuals...
Yeah, I mean, like, of course. But think about it, though.
There's a strong distinction between these two things. Like, they're...
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, like, this is the only example that we have...So if we find like, I don't know, なんか本当ただの猫み鳥みたいなやつとかさ、だけだとしても it's fucking huge.
Yeah, but imagine that we find the art, the literature, the instruments,
yeah, of course.
All of those like from another civilization, you know, that would.Just be so incredibly transformative. I mean, another species, really. But the problem with animals, well, there's nothing wrong with animals, but animals are the same, generally. In each species has not diverse, each member of the species has not diversified itself with an ego into its own particular niche. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, that's, like, a different stage that would... I mean, I guess you just call that aliens.
Alien animals.
But, you know, the remains of an alien...
Or, like, それこそ本当にパンスペルミアじゃないけど、その overlap っていうかさ、あれ一緒じゃんみたいな。その層がいっぱいある中でさ、あれここ被ってる地球とみたいなとかさ、
あったりした日にはもう、exactly?
I don't know, but anything can happen, right? I don't know. Like, it can be microbes or anything, but it's like,
well,
oh wait, did they like migrate here? Like, are we Martians?
It's like that weird, I might have mentioned it before, but there's this idea of, that McKenna had where the world had a double. So when he described it in like these Christian terms, but he said when Jesus arrived that the timeline of planet Earth split into two different worlds, the world with Jesus and the world without Jesus.
Mm.
And nobody, I mean, and then that initiates a debate about what the world would be like if this Jesus character was never there. You know, if you think it's completely, like there was no character that Jesus is even based upon, then, you know, that idea never arose. Because it's clear in whatever universe we happen to be in right now, in this world, it's clear that this Jesus story has changed everything a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Like Elon Musk, all these characters, like Jesus was like Jesus.
Yep.
You know, and and whether Jesus is real or not, the entire planet was seriously affected by this, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
personality cult or ideal, you know, whatever you want to call it.
他からさ、知的生命体が訪れてうちらの生活を見たときに、ジーザスのことを、まあ、どっかしらで知ったときに多分超びっくりするよね。
And it's like, what, what do you guys got? It's like, we have these like tattered papers that we found in a cave like thousands of years ago.
このボロボロの本に書いてあったから。
And my grandpa, you know, my great grandfather's father's 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 father, or some dude like that, said something very important in this book. You know, the premise is mind-boggling that that's such a big, it's such a big part of our reality and we don't even notice. But when you think about this, the world and its double, what the world would have been like in the absence of Jesus, you know, what would have happened? Like, who knows?
しかもさ、
it's so different.
よく考えたらさ、そのクリスチャンガードはまあこの世界作ったわけだからすごい重要な存在じゃない？ただジーザスに関してはさ、まあその話を広めたというかさ、でもそのエピソード一個一個思い出してみるとさ、結構なんかその水の上を歩くとかワインを増やすとかさ、なんて言うんだろうね、そこまで壮大ではないじゃん。
He's like,
やったこと自体は。
It's, but it's impossible.
その、
that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
If you do something that's not possible, that's a pretty big deal, right?
Yeah, I guess.
How can you? It's like, yeah, that's impossible, but you know, I'm not really that impressed. What does that mean?
あの、Ricky Gervais のバイブルのスタンドアップ、バイブルに関するスタンドアップ見たことない。
No.
なんかさ、神がいろんなものを作って最後に Let there be light みたいな言ったじゃん、だからそれとかもなんか、え、じゃあずっと真っ暗の中でやったのみたいなとか。
Well, I think the light's for us, right?
Yeah, so that's also, like if you think about it, that's also kind of weird, because if he doesn't need light,
why would he need light? He's omniscient. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, so why would he come up with it at all?
The light is for humans.
So that's kind of weird too, no?
But I... So...
That was just a joke, but...
Yeah, but... I have a hard time comparing, you know, the creationist story with the Big Bang. I don't know if this is something that... It probably doesn't make sense to do, although everyone, you know... I think any reasonable person has to eventually make that comparison. But the Big Bang is so incomprehensible.
Yeah.
You know, and if there was a book, can you imagine? Just imagine that there was a book thousands of years ago that had all the contents of, you know, our current scientific understanding, explains the Big Bang, inflation, you know, the leptons, gluon, quarks, the whole thing, subatomic part, quantum entanglement. If there was a book that said that kind of stuff thousands of years ago, I mean, people would just shake their heads and walk away and go back over to where Jesus is, you know, playing guitar.
Well, the Bible is, the Bible version is way more comprehensible, right? It's really simple.
But
any dummy can read it and understand it.
But the questions you inevitably have about the Bible version is like, okay, where did God come from? Okay, but who made God? Right? And then you realize that those are the same kind of weird hang-ups that you're attracted to when you think about the Big Bang. You know?
Yeah.
It's like this notion of a beginning is totally parallel. I really don't think that there's that much of a difference.
まあその existential questions 的な本質は同じだよね。だからこの、その私も聖書が事実として、キリスト教の学校で教わった時に、やっぱりその、 いろんな疑問が湧き出てくるわけじゃん。え、アダムとイブしかいないのに、どうやって人間ここまで増えるのみたいな。もう兄弟同士でセックスするしか増える方法がないじゃんとか、
うん、
あの、まあ、その蛇、まずその、食べちゃダメよっていうものをなんでそこに置いたのかとか、いろいろさ、あの、湧いてくるじゃん。でもそれって、まあ、普通に科学の世界で、エクシステンシャルクエスチョン持つのと本質的にはさ、その、ベクトルは同じというかさ、
うん、
え、待って、そもそもこれってなんでなんだっけみたいな。
Yeah, I mean, it's so pervasive and serious that, you know, someone as smart as Elon Musk insists that we're living in a fucking simulation right now. I mean, it's, no one seems to have any of this down pat. And we can say, you know, the Big Bang is real, but the hard questions that science doesn't seem to be able to answer for us is, what does it mean? You know, what is it for? And it's like, well, those aren't, you know, scientific questions. Like, yeah, I know, but, you know, this is the human intuition. Like, you know, meaning itself is not data. Meaning is a feeling.
Yeah.
It's an intuition. So that disconnect.
Yeah. なんかその、高井健さんが来てた時も言ってたけど、こう、進化もそうじゃない？進化にこう意味を見出したいから人間は。どうしてこっちに進化したんだろうとか、どうしてこれは進化して残ったんだろうとか、なんか何かしらポジティブな面があるからこれが残ってるに違いない、淘汰されてないに違いないみたいな。でも実際はそういうわけじゃないじゃん。別にベネフィットがないのに残ってるものもあるし、だからこう、それ人間のあれだよね、もう、なんて言うんだろうね。癖というか
well,
なんか人間がそっちに引っ張られるからどうしてもその意味を見出したい、何かしら意味があってこうなってると思いたいってい
う。 Yeah, but I think that it's valid. And if it's not valid, then what's the point? Who cares if I'm wrong? Like, who cares? You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
So it doesn't, it's like waking upAnd the first thing in the morning, you assume that it's going to be a meaningless day kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's no answer, so you should just go with whatever that makes you feel good about it.
Well, I don't know if... See, that sounds like straight relativism that, you know, I'm just going to start doing heroin or something if I take... You know, answers, but it's...
No, answers is in like...
Not all the answers are for...For us
yeah, like,
right now.
Answers is in like, it won't answer, なんか何のために私はここにいるみたいなさ、なんていうの。それ自体はだって答えがないわけだから、もう個人の自由じゃん。
Well, I think there are answers to those questions. They tend to be more personal answers. But if...It being a personal answer should not stop you from pursuing that answer. Do you know what I mean? Like your purpose that you
right.
eventually...
Right. When I said watashi, I was talking about like as species or as humans or as, you know, the planet and that kind of stuff, you know? Like why are humans here? Like,
well, that doesn't exist. But on the you level, it exists.
Yeah.
Right?
So we're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
See?
Well, I wanted to mention some things about Mars that... I found that, you know, Mars has these different... Well, the study was about the valleys on Mars, but one of these valleys is 9 kilometers deep, and it's the deepest valley in the entire solar system. And it's called Melas Cosma. And some of these valleys are as much as like 4,000 kilometers long, like the Valles Marineris Rift Valley. And of course, the largest volcano is actually on Mars, which is 25 kilometers tall. So Fujisan is like 3.7 kilometers. And that volcano Olympus Mons is so big that you can't see the tip of the volcano from the bottom.
Wow.
Because the volcano is so big that it wraps around the planet away from where you're standing. So the tip of the volcano is actually behind the volcano. Because it's on this planet and it's like...
そんなにでかいものを見たことないから想像できないよね。その先っぽが見えない状態自体が。
If you're standing on top of Olympus Mons, you can't see...Mars. You can only see the mountain. In other words, when you look at the horizon on Olympus Mons, you are seeing just part of the mountain over there.
Right.
You can't actually see any of Mars.
Hmm.
I mean, other than the mountain that you're on. Isn't that weird? That's really weird. Because you think like you go up on the mountain and you can see everything.
Yeah.
And Mars is also smaller, so I think it changes that a bit too. Like if you're on the moon, you can't see that far before it starts to curve away because it's.
ブルジュハリファ見た時超でかいと思ったのにね、そんなレベルじゃないもんね。
Yeah.
ああいうのもでもこうなんていうの、脳がさ一瞬おかしくなるじゃん。なんていうの、理解できないというかその大きさが。
Well, the volcano is so wide too that it's like it's almost like you're walking. If you like go up, if you're gonna hike Olympus Mons, pretty badass thing to do. But you'd just be walking up a hill for a really, really long time.
Right.
It's not actually that steep, so you wouldn't even notice you're on a mountain. And the top part is so flat that it's like you can just.It's just flat. It doesn't even look like you're on a mountain. So it's actually kind of not as cool in some ways.
そうだね。なんかそう言われると。
I don't know.
Oh,
and you know the Curiosity rover is on Mars. And it heated up these stones from Mount Sharp.And it found organic molecules on there.
Ooh.
So it could be evidence of... It suggests life is more likely, I guess, is the limit for what they're able to say with that right now.
Okay.
And Mars has been covered in dust for like over a month. And that's a problem because if you're going to have dust storms on Mars that are like over a month long...that could interfere with power generation from solar sources. So you would almost have to have a nuclear power source.
But is it the entire planet?
It's the whole planet.
Oh.
So when there are these big dust storms that happen on Mars where it's like it gets bigger and then all of a sudden the entire fucking planet is a storm.
Huh.
So Mars is...The whole thing is just... I don't know if they know why this happens or what's going on, but just sometimes Mars just has a dust storm.
Does it have anything to do with the level of the gravity on Mars? Because like on Earth or like a distance between, I don't know, sun and the moon or whatever. Because like on Earth, that doesn't happen.Right. I mean, it's not like the entire planet has the same weather on this day.
Well, it helps that it's a smaller planet, and it helps that there's less gravity, and it helps that it's very arid. So it's very, very dry on Mars. And because it's so dry, and there's less gravity, maybe the particles just...don't settle for long periods of time. So it's like a chain reaction or something, I don't know. But,
okay.
Yeah, it's a concern that doesn't really get brought up in terms of like a base on Mars. It's like, well, what about the month-long dust storm?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. It's a good...Some Android users are complaining that their Samsung phones have randomly sent their entire photo gallery from their camera roll to random people in their contacts without permission. The photos are being sent from the default texting app, Samsung Messages, and users are seemingly not aware that their phone has done this until they receive a response from the recipient. It has been recommended by some experts that users revoke that app's access to storage to prevent the bug from occurring. Samsung has since stated, "We are aware of the reports regarding this matter and our technical teams are looking into it."
サムスンのスマホから保存してある写真が勝手に連絡帳内のアドレスに送られてしまう現象が複数の Android ユーザーから報告されています。写真はサムスンのメッセージアプリから送信されますが、送信履歴が残らないため、ユーザーは受信相手から反応がない限り確認手段がありません。中にはアルバムすべての写真が誰かに送られてしまった人もおり、専門家はアプリのストレージへのアクセス権を取り消すことで対策できるとしています。サムスンはこの件に関して認識しており、技術チームが確認中であるとコメントを出しています。
Yep.
アルバム全部の写真が送られるってめっちゃ困るよね。送られてきた方も困るし、だってデータの重さが半端じゃないじゃん。
Yeah, well, more than the data cost, you know, this is inevitably more dick pics are being transmitted, you know, more photos are just being sent out that, you know, you wouldn't, like you wouldn't let some person you don't really know just go through all your...photos. And there are plenty of people in your contacts that you don't necessarily know that well. That, you know, it'd be weird if they...
しかも仲良くても見せないよね。
Yeah,
なんかよくさ、最近っていうか見るけど、こう、写真を誰かに見せた時に勝手にこう、どんどんスワイプする人がたまにいるみたいな。この写真は見ていいけど、その他のは見てほしくないじゃん。
Oh, like they're 勝手に見せてる like, or they're deciding which to show, or people are 勝手に swiping through your
phone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So like, you want to show this one picture, and then you hand your phone to this person, and then he or she starts like swiping, and then it's like, whoa, 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 みたいな。
Whoa, don't, are you going to swipe on a man's phone like that?
So, just, それ
But that's a...That's something that everyone can kind of relate to. It's like, I remember when the smartphones were first kind of coming in and when you're in your 20s and you know, you don't want your, you know, like couples are just checking each other's phones. Like I knew people who had boyfriends that would take their phone and go through all their like texts and go through all their stuff, you know?
Yeah. Like,まあそれまたなんか別の話っていうかさ、なんかこう監視的な意味じゃん。
But it, but that the scale of the invasion, you know, the of your privacy when they're doing that is like, I mean, does everyone feel like that, or are some people just like, oh yeah, just flip through, whatever. Oh yeah, that's
まあ相手によるよね。相手によるね。I mean, I don't mind my husband doing that at all.
Yeah.
With my phone, but if it was just my boyfriend, then I might not like it. So, でもなんかこの勝手に送られる系ちょっと最近あるよね。よくアレクサが勝手に会話を録音して誰かに送ってたっていうのもあったし。
Wait, no one really seems to. I mean, this story was reported by a lot of people, but I haven't. And I went to the supposed source.Of these reports, and it's not clear how many people this is affecting, and the people that have been affected have not provided, you know, a huge wealth of evidence of it happening. I mean, I guess how do you provide evidence without, oh, like here are all the pictures I didn't want them to have. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
They think it might be related to some update of the SMS system to this like rich communication service RCS, which gives you, I don't know, more smileys, or it has some extra functionality as a messaging platform. So Android users that had updated to this RCS thing It seemed like that's what these people that were affected had in common.
Right.
But it doesn't seem like
a huge... T-Mobile 使ってる人だけって言ってたよね、しかも。
Maybe.
But T-Mobile has issued a statement saying that it's not them.
Yeah, but so. They... Yeah, you don't know... Apparently, these people don't know when their phone does it.
そうそうそう、送信履歴残んないって書いてた。
So your phone could have just sent your camera roll to, you know...your boss or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe they don't say anything about it.
Yeah.
It's totally yeah, possible that people don't say anything. It's like, oh, that must have been a mistake. I'll just not say anything.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, 全然ありえると思う。だって言ったら悪い、逆になんか悪いかなとか、well, かわいそうって思って。
If you, it's like, yeah.You receive this person all their pictures, right? And then you're like, do you want to tell them? Like, okay, so I received like all these pictures. And they're like, well, did you look through all my... And she's like, or he, whoever is just like, oh my God, I had all these like racy, sketchy pictures in my camera roll.
Yeah.
That I hadn't deleted yet. And you don't know if they saw them or not. And and then...Because you wouldn't even find out, like, this could totally, like, you could, your life could just be going completely the same as always, and this could have happened.
Yeah. 本当にそうなの、知らぬが仏的な状態だよね。
Yeah, and that's what is kind of extra creepy about this instance, is that
yeah.
you may not even realize that it's happened.
And、ね、it doesn't seem to be a way to check. せめて履歴が残ってればね、いいけど。
I think there might be a way to check, but it's not...Immediately in the Samsung Messages app, you have to look through, I don't know, some weird record that has to do with your SMS messages or something. But,
so you, okay.
A study conducted by researchers from the Kellogg School at Northwestern University found that superstitious acts such as merely crossing your fingers or holding a rabbit's foot reverse the natural human tendency towards loss aversion, making people more open...to risk in order to gain and accept less risk in order to avoid losses. In an experiment, subjects received a random keychain to hold while they made a decision, some of which were rabbit's feet. They were then asked to pick between a room at a 3-star hotel in an average neighborhood, which is low risk, low reward, or a room at a 5-star hotel that might be in a terrible neighborhood, but might not.Which is high risk, high reward. After being primed to think about potential gains, in other words, how much better than the best case it is than the worst case, 44% of subjects holding a rabbit's foot chose the risky hotel versus only 19% for the control. When primed to think about the three-star hotel as a potential loss, only 14% of subjects wielding a rabbit foot took the gamble versus 41% for the control.The researchers suggest that the reversal is a result of increased fatalism, that people are subconsciously inclined to believe that the outcomes are predetermined, that events unfold according to mysterious forces rather than probability.
ケロク経営大学院の研究で、迷信を信じて実行する人はリスクを恐れずにリターンを追いに行く傾向にあることが分かりました。実験では様々なキーチェーンを無作為に被験者に渡し、何人かには幸運のお守りとされるウサギの足のキーチェーンを渡しました。その後、被験者にそれぞれ確実に安全な地区にある三つ星ホテルか、危険な地区にあるかもしれない五つ星ホテルのいずれかを選ばせました。最高のケースは五つ星ホテルが安全な地区にあった場合で、最悪のケースは五つ星ホテルが危険な地区にあった場合であることを強調した後に選択させると、リスクを避けるために 19% のみが五つ星ホテルを選んだのに対し、ウサギの足を持っている人は 44% の確率で選んでいました。また、三つ星ホテルをロスとして強調しておいた場合では、14% のみが五つ星ホテルを選んだのに対し、ウサギの足を持っている人は 41% の確率で選び、賭けに出ていました。 チームはこの結果について、人は迷信に引きずられると運命論を信じたくなる傾向にあり、確率よりもミステリアスな力によって結果はすでに決まっていると無意識に信じていると述べています。
Yep.
確かに迷信の場合って、結果がもうその時点で決まってる感じに言うよね。だから要はその、なんだろう、カツ丼食べて受験行くみたいな時ってさ、カツ丼を食べたから受験ですごくうまく回答がスラスラ出てくるようになるっていう考え方っていうよりかは、カツ丼食べてきたからもう大丈夫みたいなさ、なんていうの、もう結果がその時点でなんとなく左右されてるような、
mm-hmm. But eating katsudon or not eating katsudon is an action that you're taking that you perceive will influence the outcome.
So,
whereas in this situation, you have no influence over the outcome.
でもウサギの足を持ってるか持ってないかじゃん。カツ丼食べる食べないと一緒じゃん。
No,
なんかその持ってるって自分が分かってるからってことでしょ。
Sure, but you don't have a rationalization in your mind the same way. So the katsudon thing, you made explicit the rationalization, you know, that it gave you stamina or something, right?
No, stamina とかと問題じゃない。原活技みたいな。It's the same thing as the rabbit's foot. とかなんか、なんだろう、神社に行って合格祈願してくるとかさ。
Mm.
それと一緒じゃん。別になんか、合理的な理由があるわけじゃないけど、
mm.
まあそれが結果に影響を与えてると信じてる。Mm.状態というか、mm-hmm. それは運命論だよね、確かに。
Mm. How do you have any superstitions that you practice that you're aware of at least? I think we must have some, you know, cultural ones.
But... うちの母親はそんなにすごい迷信を信じる方じゃないし、結構ラショナルな人なんだけど、石を持って帰っちゃダメっていうのがあって、
hmm.
なんか川とかのさ、瓦の石とかを家に持って帰ってきちゃダメっていう、なんかスピリッツが、
It's a curse type.
Curse までネガティブじゃないんだけど、
It is a curse.
まあそういうなんかスピリッツがあるから、それをなんか持って帰ってきちゃうと良くないとか、あと、
That's a curse.
It's not, no.
Why isn't it a curse?
Because curse sounds like it's something super negative. But it's more like...
It doesn't have to be that negative.
It's more like this paganism-based, you know, Japanese-y, like Shinto type stuff, I guess. I'm assuming well, that's where it came from.
But what do you call that then if it's not a curse?
I don't know. Curse sounds more like this, I don't know, Western idea. なんかちょっと違う。
But there's tons of curses in Asian culture and in Japanese as well. Horror movies have curses in them all day long.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, this, you know, angry lady has cursed someone. And,
right.
You know, is going to get revenge for right. their dead child who had asthma or whatever.
Yeah. Right?
And it's a curse.
It's more like, the curse が怖いから持ってこないんじゃなくて、もうちょっとなんか、そこの地元のスピリッツに、をなんかリスペクトするみたいな感じ。もうちょっと、なんて言うんだろうね。
So is there no statement about the consequences?
そうそうそう。別にそう、うん。
So your life could go amazing right after you do this, or is there some sense that this is going to fuck with your shit?
わかんないよく。だからそういうちゃんとした合理的な説明があるわけじゃなくて、単に she just told me not to bring any stones home. あとは家の中で新しく買った靴を履いたまま外に出かけちゃダメ。
うん。
なんかそれは怪我するみたいな。
Yeah, well, that's a common one, right? Like,
そうなの?
Yeah.
なんかでも何が common で何がうちだけのやつとか分かんない。
Don't open the umbrella indoors or
あ、そうなの?
Yeah.
それは初めて聞いた。 If you
open an umbrella indoors, you know, and then you walk under a ladder and break a mirror and cross the path of a black cat, then you'll probably just be struck by lightning like immediately after. Because the bad luck karma would have just accumulated to an unsustainable level.
でもそんぐらいかな。いや、まああと普通に何お正月に神社行くとか。
You know how the superstitions of other cultures kind of look ridiculous to the people that aren't a part of that culture?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, like this, you know, if you open an umbrella inside or whatever, I'm sure there are plenty of Western superstitions. Like if you say something, if you say a negative hypothetical that you don't want to be realized in the world, in the real world, then you have to knock on wood, right? And that kind of dispels thing. And, you know, what we understand now is when you do that, the superstition, the superstitious activity of knocking on the wood, it's changing your psychology. It's distinctly different. You feel it almost instantly. I don't even believe that shit. But when I knock on a piece of wood, after I say something negative, I'm like, whew, I'm good.
そうだから私はその文化で育ってないからなんか悪いことをあこういうことになんないといいねって言った時に机をコンコンしたことはないんだけどうちの夫はやるんだよね。
He does it. He looks for a piece of wood.
Yeah, he'll be like,
It has to be wood, right? It has to be like a real tree.
でも、
It's like a weird rule.
この机をコンコンノックするっていうのも国によって意味が違うからドイツとかはあのなんかよくやったねみたいな時に机をコンコンコンコンなんか会議とかで誰かがなんかこういうすごいあのプロジェクトうまくいきましたみたいになったらコンコンコンコンみたいな
Everyone's just banging their desks after
banging っていうかコンコンコンってなんか
like knock they're all knock
だから拍手みたいな感じ
People do this together like everyone in the room is like knocking on their desk at the same time
そうそうまあそんな長い間やんないけどコンコンコンみたいなよくやったね
For how long?
I don't know like 適当
Just one hand or both hands?
One hand.
One hand.
国によってその同じ行動でも意味が違う。
If I'm really impressed, can I do it with two hands? Or is it,
I guess. I don't know.
Or is that just weird?
自由だよ。まあそんな。
Is it?
知らないよ。ドイツ人に聞いて。
I don't know. But...
そうそう。
Like, ghosts.
あとジンクスとか。
Jinx is a one.
それもうちの夫はやる。なんかあの同時にね。同じこと言っちゃったとき。
But that, is that superstition though, or is that just a game? I think that's just a game. There's not a real supernatural thing that people think is happening when you say, like if two people say the same thing at the same time, does that mean that there was some sort of cosmic interference pattern of thought and that you need to do something about it?
でもさ、the word jinx itself is kind of like,superstitious っていうかさ
Why?
I don't know
It sounds
なんか意味があるのかと思ったそのジンクスって言わないと 何がジンクスされるの、だってだから何かしら悪いコンセクエンスがあるから言ってんじゃないのと思ってたけど違うの
Well, it became a game where if you said something the same time someone else said something the first person that says jinxgets to decide when that other person can talk again.
Ah, そうなの?
Yeah, so if we say the same thing, I'm like, jinx, and then you're not allowed to talk.
何それ?
Until...
小学生かよ。
And there might be a time limit of like an hour or something.
え、長っ!
But it's...
長っ!
That's how it worked among people I knew. Like, that's what we did.
Preschool?
Yeah.
Elementary school?
There's all kinds of weird games. It's like the jinx and the... If you saw a buggy,
like stroller?
No, not a stroller, a Volkswagen Beetle.
Oh, okay.
Then you'd say, what was it? A punch buggy something.
Okay.
And the first person that sees a beetle, if you can be in any circumstance, you can be, you know, if you're with your friends, you can be in any situation at any time. It's always okay. But if someone sees a Volkswagen Beetle and they say this punch buggy thing and then they just punch you in the arm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But it's the you see, this game is built around the statistically improbable appearance of a particular model of car, and then that game is expanded so that this game is in play your whole the whole time.
Yeah.
You can't, this is just a I don't know.
It's like, on the entire time.
Yeah, this is some kind of local ordinance that right. has been decided by us.
なんか日本もさ、霊柩車が来たら親指を隠さなきゃいけないとかなんかそういうのあるよね。今の若い人は多分やってない。もうちょっと上の世代の人。
What's the idea behind that?
忘れちゃった。それもなんかでもネガティブコンセクエンスがある。なんか、I don't know.Dead people are gonna try to steal your thumbs. I don't know.
Steal your thumbs,
or something like that.
Hmm.
でも結局ね、欧米だとそれでこう黒猫が不吉っていうイメージが浸透しすぎて、保護するときに黒猫をみんながもらってくれないから黒猫ばっかり余っちゃって、もうそういう不吉とか言うのやめましょうみたいなキャンペーンとかよくやるぐらい。
Wasn't that based on, like, bad theories on how the plague had propagated, you know, via fleas that were on...
I always thought it came from, like, witch hunt or something. Because, like, Halloween の時とかさ、全部魔女と黒猫セットになってるじゃん。だからなんかこう、
I don't think the witch,
黒魔術みたいな。
I don't think that, like, many witches actually had cats.
Like,
I think that's
black
just
magic.
I mean,
with black cats, みたいな.
Like, there's real witches, but I don't think.
Well, they
that,
thought they were, right?
But those people at that time that were accused of being witches, I don't think most of them had cats. Like, if you didn't have a cat, they wouldn't be like, "Oh, she's not a witch."
No,
forget
but,
it. Like,
no, but
you
like,
know what I mean?
Yeah, I thought it was somehow associated with the. Witchcraft or something, because I mean, I don't know.
Are there weird perceptions that appear in societies that it's like a just a weird mistake? It's like tomatoes. They thought tomatoes were poisonous for years and years. They thought tomatoes were poisonous because they're bright red, you know.
Right.
And someone had been told. Now imagine if a bunch of people. Let's say, forget about why, but a bunch of people who don't have access to advanced science think that tomatoes are dangerous. Is anyone going to try it? No.
No.
So it would just kind of
unless
persist.
You're Japanese, maybe.
It would just persist. Why would being Japanese make you commit tomato suicide?
Because...
Or attempt to.
だって、ウニとかフグとか、まあ、ウニは まだ見た目がおかしいとかオレンジってだけだけど、フグなんてさ、もう、なんていうの、どこがどこに毒があるのかっていうのをアイデンティファイするまでに絶対死んでる人いるわけじゃん、なのに食べるっていうどうにかして食べてやろうっていうさ、そのなんか気力というか、その努力すごいじゃん。
いや、
今でも普通に
Are there things that Japanese people won't eat from other cultures? Or I mean, there are a lot of things that people
oh,
just
so
avoid, right? Like, it's just, I don't know if it's...
I mean, raw fish to begin with, raw eggs.
Oh, I mean, like, that Japanese people avoid.
Oh. Bugs.
Well, everyone's avoiding bugs, right?
Dogs and cats.
The raw egg thing is crazy. No, like, I forget that they don't have fresh eggs like other places. But I can't imagine living without fresh eggs. That's so crazy. Like,
yeah.
It's old eggs. Like, how do you do sukiyaki or...
やらないんだよ。
That's crazy.
まあ、日本は全部そうやってペスチャイズするじゃない？だからそれがないところだと本当に すごい気持ち悪がられるよね。なんかこう生の卵食べるとかも本当に信じられないみたいな感じで。
Yeah. So that's kind of similar to the tomato reaction or something. It's like, yeah, if you live in this farming environment or agricultural environment, then you're not going to have fresh eggs and you shouldn't eat, you know, eggs raw.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it becomes gross, right? It becomes disgusting. Ugh. Raw egg. Ugh. What are you doing?
だから逆に言うとさっきのフグの話と一緒で、どうしても生卵を食べたいために全部の卵をペスチャーしてるわけじゃん、日本は。だからそのなんかやっぱりさ、その努力っていうか、絶対にこれを食べたいっていう。
How are they pasteurizing these eggs? Like what?
なんか全部外側をだから洗ってペスチャーして、そのサルモネラ菌とか。
How do they pasteurize it?
なんか一個一個超えて工場で。 I think I've seen it、hmm. on TV.
So they're doing something to the eggs to make them last longer? It's not just that
no,
they're fresh.
No, to make it clean. So it won't have like germs or whatever、
mm-hmm.
That you will be accidentally consuming, right?、
Mm. But the egg itself is much older if you'reBuying eggs in the States, for example, right?
Right. それはあれだよね。賞味期限の設定が全然違うからだよね。
It's like already too old.
そうだから日本は結構卵の賞味期限って生食用で書いてあるから、卵が全然持たないものとして認識されてる。
Yeah, and in some places that's もう過ぎてる。That date.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you...Just cook it,
あと牛乳とかも違うよね。あの、ヨーロッパとかだと牛乳のそのあれ脂肪分がもっと多いのかな。だから全然常温でみんな蓋開けてなければもう常温でそのまま置いてる、すごい熱いとことかに。だ、それを日本人の感覚からするとなんか、あ、もう腐ってそう、大丈夫って思うけど、平気なんだよ。いや、なんか成分の何分量が違うから多分大丈夫。
Hmm.
ただ慣れの問題だからさ、なんていうの、牛乳といえばみたいに思っちゃうと、hmm. あ、冷蔵庫入れてないの怖いって思っちゃうけど、だ、国によって管理が全然違うからね。チーズとかもそうじゃん、hmm. 日本は国産だったらそれも全部加熱処理してあるけど、海外は全然やってないとか、
うん、
全然違うんだよね、意外と。
So you're not on the subject of superstition. You don't think of yourself as a very superstitious person, or probably、mm. one of the least superstitious, or like, how do you think?
Average.
何 average? The middle of the slider.
でもなんか、なんだろう、わかんない。でも、
How do you think things happen? Like, why does one thing happen instead of another thing happening? Like, why, if the probability is the same, like, why does something happen?
So that's how it works.
when you don't have control over something, it almost makes sense to relinquish this sense of...fatalism seems to make...Some sense if you really don't have control.
まあね、なんか単純に気の持ちようの問題だからね。なんかどっちを信じるか、なんていうの、うまくいくいかないの時にさ、本当にニュートラルで入れる人って逆に少ないじゃん。だから、mm. まあ別にその要素が何であれ、どっちかにインクラインするっていうのは。
Well, according to these researchers, one of the major factors for this was that.People would experience like cognitive fatigue when they put mental demand on people's brains while they were thinking about this. People tend to become more fatalistic because、mm-hmm. to think about probability is a, you know,logical, it's a rational process、mm. that requires mental energy、
mm.
whereas a fatalist position is doesn't require very much energy. Mm. It's just, you know, grip your, you know, rabbit's foot.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And just...
まあ楽だもんね、その方が。
Yeah, so...
考えなくていいし、計算しなくていいし。
Yeah, so one thing they found is that when people are stressed out or when people are under a lot of strain, that they tend to become more fatalistic to, because the energy expense is too high. And that causes us to make, I mean, obviously, less rational decisions. It also, I think, protects against the outcome to some extent psychologically. It's like, just fuck it. Let's just go. Let's do it. I'm all in.
Yeah.
Fuck it. You know, just...
Vegas とか行ってさ、
and you're just glad it's over, right? It's like, I'm glad I don't have to think about the decision anymore. Just done. Whatever. Right?
そう。だから多分、ベガスとかに行って、こう、連続して勝ってる時とか、にその連続して勝ってるからといって次勝つかどうかっていうのは全く関係ないわけじゃない、mm-hmm. ただなんかもう連続して勝ってるから次もいけるはずみたいなでそこでもう確率とかを計算することもないじゃんもうそれこそウサギの足と一緒でさ行っちゃえっていう
But among people who bet they believe in runs I mean they believe in that stuff They believe and you can't tell them otherwise And the people that make the most money believeIsn't that weird? Like, it's like...
People who lose everything believe too. Until they lose everything, right?
Well, so. What I mean is the phenomenon of like a run in gambling is like something that is perceived to be like a legitimate thing that happens and that it does affect... So like if you're... Here's a hypothetical. If you're flipping a coin, right? And it's not a loaded coin,
yeah.
Right? And you flip the coin, it's heads. 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 Now, you can win $1 million if you get the next one right. Are you going to guess heads or are you going to guess tails?
Yeah, so that's what I was saying. Like,
well, what's your answer, though? You're going to say heads. Let's be real. It's 50-50, right? If it's perfectly 50-50, it makes sense to bet heads because it's like, I could be wrong. Maybe it's not 50-50. And you should have the humility to bet heads when statistically it doesn't make any sense. Like a statistician would just tell you that's nonsense.
でもなんかそれもあるけどさ、心理的なこともない。なんかここで、heads って言って、heads じゃなかったら、なんてここまでヘッズが続いてること自体がもう超レアだからここでヘッズって言ってヘッズじゃなかったらもうバカじゃんみたいなとかいろいろだから確かにめんどくさいよねすごい考えなきゃいけないじゃん
No, but if it's heads and then it's heads, heads and then it's heads and then it's heads and then it's heads and then you say tails and it's heads What an idiot
Yeah, so like
You know, so you can say it
yeah, so
You can make
not,
a big deal either
so,
way
So suddenly it's not about the probability But it's more like その
How you're perceived
Yeah Like yeah. Are you an idiot or not? And either way You're gonna feel like an idiot
Not if you win the $1 million
Unless you win, yeah So かそこだよね自分との戦いじゃん
But,
question,
but ignoring the external factors How do you think it I don't know. Like, is it that pure? Where if it's heads, 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 that you insist that that theory is correct? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know if I buy if I'm doing it if it's on a piece of paper or I'm on a computer, I will say it's 50-50. But in the real world, if it's 50-50. I might as well go heads.
Right.
Because it's been going, you know, like that. It's like a, I don't know, it's a paradox.
Well,
it causes cognitive dissonance.
Well, in a real life, that's smarter to do as well, you know.
Is it? That's what we're wondering here. That's superstition, though.
Well, it's...
That is
it's learned knowledge in reality, in most cases. Like, yeah, like Coin toss is a different story, but like, なんだろう。毎回だから、なんだろう。いい例思いつかないけど。
Right, so who gets to decide what's superstition and what's just great technique.
Right. I guess.
But
it's like an oshina.
I mean, people, some people have this inner belief that they can influence reality. And if you ever go bowling, everyone, not everyone, a lot of people will make this immediately obvious to the people around them, that when you let go of the bowling ball, you're like, you're just trying to like move the ball. You let go of the
remotely,
ball.
Remotely, yeah.
You've already let it go. Everyone knows you let it go. You know you let it go.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're, and it's like a, it's a weird instinct that people have. It's like, go over so there. Done, and you're like pushing a small amount of air.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, you know, you're 10 meters away, but you're pushing this small amount of air.
Yeah.
And
so then.
And when it works, you're like, I'm so glad I did that.
Yeah.
Because if I hadn't done that weird...
まあそこのなんかクレジットを取るかどうかは別としてあのまさにワールドカップとか見てて PK 戦とかになるとさみんなこう手をさお祈りの状態にしてはお願いしますお願いしますみたいな願うわけじゃない。それもまあある意味そういうことだよね。なんかこうお願いすればどうにかなるかもしれないみたいな。
Don't you try to influence the bowling ball? Haven't you done that? Or haven't you...It's not just me.
ボーリングはあんまやったことないかもしれないけど。Because, probably because I suck at it anyway.
Maybe that's why you suck at it. If you just controlled the ball, like this is the secret that none
then
of us...
Then I'll be better.
none of us high level bowlers have told the public about this, but we're just using our minds to like very slightly, it's very subtle, so like you couldn't detect it. But
and that's not cheating.
No. No. Well, it's part of the game.
Okay. Mojoko shi no tekisto. Bilingual News の公式アプリで Android, Mac, iPhone, iPad からゲットできますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題という激安プランもあるのでぜひ、yep. 単語テスト機能とかバトルモードで単語を覚える機能とかいろいろついているので使ってみてください。 Facebook、Instagram、Twitter もやってるのでそちらもお願いします。
Yep.
終わり。
Also theGoogle came out with its podcast app, so
I
tested it out and it's actually nice.
Ah, so. So, だね。Android user も公式ポッドキャストアプリが使えるようになったっていうことで。
I think it's just called Google Podcast.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
じゃあ使いやすくなったのかな、Android user の人も。That's so. Good. 以上。
以上です。
終わり。Bye.
Jinx.